Well, here in Spain, it's time to catch up again with Café Rochford and Levins Franks. What's happened the past week, can I ask?
Yeah, nothing extraordinary, Howard. Just another busy week at the office. But it's good to be back, and I look forward to getting into the next topic.
Yes. I enjoy these conversations very much indeed.
Likewise.
Last week we talked about Tax Freedom Day. Today we finally stop working to pay the tax to the government and start to earn money for ourselves. So this week it makes sense to follow up by looking at tax planning in Spain. The Tax Freedom Day reports we covered last week mainly focuses on people in employment, but of course retired people also pay tax. Are there more opportunities for a retired person to implement effective tax planning than for those receiving a salary?
Yeah, so tax planning is an integral part of effective wealth management, and taxation should be taken into account when making decisions about your savings, investments and pensions. And this is especially true for people who are retired. Whether your main objective is to preserve your wealth, provide an income, generate growth, tax planning plays an important role in protecting and making the most of what you have. So during one's career, it's quite difficult to reduce your overall taxes. Income tax, national savings will apply at a kind of set level and deducted at source. And these taxes tend to be quite high, especially for high earners. It's at retirement where the wealth has usually been made and where you can turn the tables in your favour in a major way, in fact. So nowadays, people and capital are much more mobile and they can vote with their feet as to where they want to live and where they and their capital will be treated best. A move to a more favourable tax country is now a possibility. Also, with specialist advice and planning, you can utilise tax advantage structures to greatly minimise capital gains and income tax deriving from your own capital. This can reduce your annual income tax burden from perhaps the 40s percentage range when you're working to often single-digit percentage tax at retirement. So the right planning can make a major difference to how much of your income you retain.
Do you find with your clients that restructuring their affairs can improve their tax situation here in Spain on an annual basis?
Yes, absolutely. The most important benefit is probably to reduce your overall annual liability for income tax, capital gains and wealth taxes. Many people unknowingly end up paying far more tax than they need to. This may include income tax on bank interest that you're not even withdrawing, or capital gains when switching between investments and dividends and other investment income. This can also include things like ISAs and UK premium bonds that people often believe work tax efficiently in Spain, which of course is not the case. So much depends on how you hold your assets. It's crucial to take advice and investigate what compliant tax advantaged investments are available here in Spain. You may be surprised by how much tax you can save each year. So with our clients, speaking generally, with the right advice and structuring, we commonly can reduce our clients' annual tax burden by up to 80 or 90% and greatly simplify their tax reporting using qualifying or tax compliance structures. So with the right planning, it can make a massive difference.
What about the longer term? Can you implement tax planning that will allow you to lower your annual tax bill, but also help your family and heirs pay less inheritance taxes in the future?
Yes, that's a very good question, Howard. In my opinion, the most significant savings, or to put it another way, the largest taxes we can mitigate are on the estate planning side. So as well as the tax savings I mentioned on an annual basis before, it's crucial to consider UK inheritance taxes for after your lifetime. UK inheritance tax is charged at quite a high rate of 40% and on a worldwide basis, with the allowance or the nil rate bans having been frozen since 2009 at only £325,000. This is despite asset values being much higher and growing over the last 16 years. So this represents a huge cost to UK family estates. Navigating areas like the UK long-term residence test, which was previously the domicile regime, we can advise our clients how to break these ties and avoid paying 40% of their wealth to the UK taxman. With the right planning, structuring and positioning of one's wealth over time, it's possible to mitigate inheritance taxes often entirely and pass your hard-earned wealth to your family with minimal taxes, minimal costs or encumbrance. The HMRC continues to take in record revenue by way of inheritance tax. And the reason is most people don't realize how exposed they are to it. The truth is people with more wealth tend to pay relatively less because they see the advantage of taking professional advice, and they do so early on. So when it comes to estate planning, the later you leave it, the more expensive it becomes.
It is, of course, important to make sure your tax planning is compliant with the Spanish tax legislation and that you declare everything correctly. How do you recommend people go about their tax planning to ensure they get everything right?
Yeah, I think people should really look to focus their minds on tax and estate planning now more than ever, because we've seen a significant increases in tax across the board, and especially in the UK, to combat things like growing debts and deficits. So it's crucial we employ strategic tax and financial planning, getting your assets in the right structure, having them in more tax-neutral jurisdictions, making use of tax allowances and employing the right kind of overall planning across your asset base. It is easy to get DIY tax planning wrong, especially with regulatory goalposts changing frequently. Expatriates have the added complication of having to deal with the tax rules in more than one country at a time when global tax scrutiny is at its highest. So getting it wrong could lead to an unwelcome and unexpected tax bill, not to mention the stress of sorting it all out.
Finally, Cathal, do you have any extra advice for any of our listeners in the UK who are perhaps still in the process of planning their move to Spain?
Yes, so my advice would be to speak with a suitably qualified and experienced advisor who can build a strategic financial plan that will assess tax, estate planning, pensions, retirement, and investments, and investigate what tax planning opportunities may be available, and what tax savings will be possible for you. I'd say for the best results, talk to an advisor with in-depth understanding of cross-border taxation, including the local tax regime, like here in Spain, and how it interacts with UK rules, where you might still have an exposure to UK tax or inheritance tax. As well as offering peace of mind, you can ensure that your tax and your wider financial planning is in perfect order now and into the future.
And listeners in the UK, the internet is international, of course. They can access your website easily.
Yeah, please have a look on our website, blevinsfranks.com. There's lots of guides, books, podcasts that you can browse through. And please feel free to reach out to our local offices. We've got teams on the ground in all of the regions where we're based, and we'd be very happy to have a cup of coffee and have a no-obligation conversation and see if we can help you.
Always informative. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Howard. Look forward to speaking in a couple of weeks.